Welcome to Nightlife, a bite-size episode.
Andrew Solomon's a professor of psychology at Columbia University and president of the Penn American Center, and he's a Wellcome Trust Prize and National Book Award winner. So he knows a little bit about writing. Far and Away, reporting from the brink of change, seven continents, 25 years. And Claire's handpicked it as one of the weekend read recommendations. Evening, Claire.
Good evening, Tony.
It's a riveting collection of essays, art and artists from Russia to South Africa and Moscow.
It's a very interesting book. Now, there's 590 pages. I should mention that both of the books that I'm reviewing tonight are what I call pick up and put me down, that kind of read. And we have reviewed a few of his books. One was The Noonday Demons and Depression, and the other one was Far From the Trees. It was Parents and Children and the Search for Identity. And I remember he was interviewed on Late Line. This is quite a few years ago. And the sales skyrocketed. And, of course, his TED talks have been viewed over 12 million times. Some of the essays are very personal, and the contents include dispatches from everywhere. Seven continents in 25 years. Russia, China, South Africa, Cambodia, Mongolia, Greenland, Senegal, Afghanistan, Japan, Romania, Myanmar, Australia. And that's where he nearly died, actually, in a scuba diving accident when he was in Australia.
Okay. This is a sample of the writing. This is a piece from about Taiwan, saying, "I became deeply enmeshed in Taiwan's complex politics, soon discovered the country's vivid contemporary art scene. I'd assumed that Taiwanese new art would be a lesser version of Chinese new art. What I found was something more interesting than that. The artists I'd encountered in China survived an oppressive society via fantasies about freedom. The artists in Taiwan lived a much more free society under constant threat of oppression. Unfortunately, I later found, while everyone in New York wanted to know what was happening in China, few people wanted to know what was happening in Taiwan." Far and Away, it's a whole series of essays over a lot of years.
It's fantastic. There's so many interesting, it's hard to define one's favourites. There was an article in the New Yorker that he wrote about gay Jewish mentally ill and a sponsor of gypsies in Romania. And that was about his grandfather who fled pogroms with his two brothers. They arrived in Ellis Island in 1900. And they sailed from Hamburg. There's also stories of global upheaval, sexual identity in Ghana, and Myanmar. That's interesting. Moving towards freedom. That's a travel article in a particular magazine. And it was he seesawed between luxury cruises and interviews with ex-political prisoners. Andrew Solomon is married to John Habish Solomon. They have four adopted children and they live in New York City.
Yep, a journalist and essayist of remarkable perception and prescience. The book is called Far and Away, Andrew Solomon, and that is in paperback. And that will cost you around about $35, about 600 pages. It's substantial. The other one we're talking about tonight is called East-West Street and the Origins of Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity. That's pretty confronting. Philippe Sands is a professor of law at University College London, international lawyer who specialises in crimes against humanity. And this is pretty tough.
Fantastic read, though. Another tome, Pick Up and Put Me Down, if you can. And he is also a commentator on CNN and BBC World Service. And this is about World War II and its legacies. He focuses on whether the Nazi defendants at the Nuremberg trials were guilty of genocide or crimes of humanity. The title of the book refers to a passage in The Wandering Jews. It was written in 1927 by Joseph Roth, R-O-T-H, in which, I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Lviv, L-V-I-V, in Ukraine. It's described as a gateway between the East and West. And once upon a time, it was a culturally rich, multi-ethnic city. It's located on the eastern outskirts, which was once the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So it begins and ends with the Nuremberg trial in 1946 and the four principal characters. My German is not good. Hirsch Lauterpacht. He was a law professor. Hans Frank, F-R-A-N-K. He was Hitler's personal lawyer. And Raphael Lemkin was a prosecutor. And Leon Buchholz was Philippe's grandfather, who was born in 1904. I should mention that Hans Frank, he was to blame for the murder of 3 to 4 million Polish Jews. Look, it's a fascinating book. It's exploring the work of two law professors who define the concepts of genocide.
The quote from Anthony Beaver, a triumph of astonishing research. No novel could possibly match this as an important work of truth. It's called East-West Street, The Origins of Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity by Philippe Sands. Through Hachette, about $33 will get it for you. The other one we talked about tonight is The Writings of Andrew Solomon over a 25-year career, Seven Continents, and it's called Far and Away, Reporting from the Brink of Change. We'll get you that for $35 through Random House in paperback. Claire, thanks for the weekend read recommendations. Catch you on Wednesday.
See you next week. Good night.
Claire Calvez, Weekend Reads.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.